I thought we could read the three leaked pages of the air cut.
Can you put it in the Discord out? And can we assign roles?
Yes, please.
So there's only three roles. There's narrator, Joker, and Harley Quinn.
That's perfect. Three of us, so put it in the thing.
Okay. But who's going to be who, though?
This is your idea. You decide.
Okay, well, then how about, I want to be generous here. I'll be the narrator. Ryan, you be the Joker. Chad, can you do a Brooklyn accent?
This is what I was hoping for. I mean, no, but I'm sure as hell going to fucking try.
All right. Ryan, you're the Joker. And Chad, you're Dr. Quinzel.
Dr. Quinzel is Harley Quinn.
Yeah.
This is working out really well for me. A patron told me that I was an effeminate Joker this week, so...
Well, now, and I asked for my role, and I got it.
The following is a dramatic reading of the leaked air cut script, brought to you by the HBO boys. Interior, Arkham Asylum. Joker peels off his prison top. He's ripped like an MMA fighter.
He's so hot.
His shock white skin is tatted up. His cunning eyes burn with malice towards all we hold dear. He powers up an electroshock machine.
Please don't. Please. I did what you said. I helped you.
You helped me? By scorching what few dear faded memories I had into a sizzling knot? You tossed me into a black hole of rage and confusion. Is this the medicine you practice, Dr. Quinzel?
His pale hand proffers a rubber ball. He traces his long, sharp pinky nail along her lips.
Now I'm throwing you into the same black hole. Open up, doll, and bite hard so you don't break those perfect porcelain capped teeth when the juice hits your brain!
She opens her mouth. He places the ball in it. He smears conductive jelly on two paddles, applies them to her temple.
Forget you ever met me.
And he pimp slaps the blue out of her eyes.
He pimp slaps the blue out of her eyes? What the fuck?
She falls back on the road. I guess this is a different location now. Joker is on top of her in a flash. Joker pulls his purple anodized straight razor and teases the sharp edge across her lips.
Oh, that's not where I thought that was going.
He slides the blade gently into her mouth.
I can make you smile. This is a lot like another franchise with me in it.
Her eyes locked on his. She could not be more unafraid.
Do you want this?
Yes.
This? You want this?
I want you.
This is me.
Then I want it.
She licks her lip. Sexy. Joker arches an eyebrow in wicked anticipation, about to hurt her bad. Hurt her for good, but he can't. Why not? He stands, angry with himself, confused. Moments later, they stand together at the edge of a platform inside the vast, decomposing industrial plant. Joker points at the chemical vat 100 feet below them, a vile, insidious liquid inside. This place should be an EPA Superfund site.
I was born here. Down there.
He grabs her shoulder, staring at her soul with his madly hypnotic eyes.
Would you die for me?
Yes.
No. That's too easy. Would you live for me?
I say Ryan is nailing the Jared Leto joke right now. He smiles. The smile. And it scares the living shit out of her. She starts shaking. There is power about him, like a lion about to swallow a mouse.
Will you embrace me and only me? Will you bind your spirit to me in hate? Do you consign your soul to me? Do you laugh at the world in disgust?
Yes.
Aw, oh, then we're chill. Wow.
I got chills right there. Damn, Ryan. They cast the wrong man in this role. Ryan should have been in the terrible Suicide 2016 movie as the Joker.
I got four speaking lines, and three of them were yes.
Yeah, suck it, dude.
Oh, Chad, if you don't like it, you why don't you just go ahead and walk. We'll recast you, okay?
Yeah, release the tower cut.
I just got to say, though, you know, he's ripped like an MMA fighter. Is this a normal screenplay? Because if so, screenplays seem pretty easy to write.
Well, it's funny because like I was going to defend it in saying that like all that matters is that the action is conveyed to the director. But then like Pimp slaps the blue out of her eyes. That's like a...
It's a metaphor.
David Ayer is the director. He's reading his own
he's
material.
He's a writer-director, so yeah. He doesn't need to convince himself. But, yeah. doesn't seem like his best work. I reading this script, or you know, hearing Ryan read these lines, at least, I desperately do want to see the Ayer cut. But I don't think we ever will. I just gotta say though, like, you know, the 2016 movie, like all the fans were like edgy Hot Topic goth girls. It sounds like they would love the Ayer cut. It would be more of what they liked about the first one.
Oh, you motherfuckers. Okay, alright, I'm putting cases on all you bitches, huh? You think you could do this shit, Jake? You think you could do this to me? You motherfuckers will be playing basketball in Pelican Bay when I get finished with you. Who the fuck do you think you're fucking with? I'm the police. I run this shit around here. You just live here. Yeah, that's right. You better walk away. Go on, walk away, because I'm gonna burn this motherfucker down. King Kong ain't got shit on me. That's right, that's right. Shit. Oh, I don't. Fuck. I'm winning anyway. I'm winning. God, you guys are coming closer to me. That is terrifying. I'm winning anyway, motherfucker. I can't lose. Yeah, you can shoot me, but you can't kill me. Boom. Oh, I'm dead.
So that's patreon.com/HBO Boys Podcast. HBO Boys, B-O-I-Z.
Yeah, thank you to our patrons at Connor O'Dowd, Jamie Lochner, Anthony Wells, Day 11 Podcast, James Watch My Dog, Atheist Unstoppable, Chris Wood, Brinkin, Day 11 Westworld, Craig, John Jers, Major Woody, Carol Andreas, and Denzel Washington.
Ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba.